And we move on to a cost of living story now. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show that the Consumer Price Index, that's the overall change in the price of common shopping household buys, that went up 1.8% between February of this year and last. And research by Kantar shows grocery costs have gone up by 3% in the past year. So what's the impact at the till when you're paying for your shopping? Cian McCormick has been finding out and he joins us now. So rising grocery prices between 2021 and today. What did you find out, Cian?
Well, Anya, no surprise, it's certainly more expensive. My own shopping basket or trolley saw an increase of 36%. Methodology was pretty simple. I took receipts from 2021. I did the same shopping again this week. And what I found was that the same trolley was 18 quid more expensive. So it cost me 53 euro in 2021. And this year it cost me 71 euro for the same items.
Yeah, and most people's pay packets haven't gone up that much in the intervening time. So give us a bit more detail, the breakdown in terms of foods and increases. What was the biggest?
Right, the biggest single increase that I encountered when I was doing my shopping were red peppers. So they've increased from 39 cent to 89 cent. It's a 128% increase. Prices of staple products like bread, butter, eggs, milk, they've all gone through the roof. You're probably aware of it yourself when you're doing your shopping. The price of 454 grams of butter, or a pound of butter, as I'd call it, was 2.19 in 2021. This year, it's 3.79, an increase of 1.60. That's a 70% increase. Mm-hmm. Then looking at milk, bread, eggs, they've all increased. 2 litres of whole milk went from 1.49 to 2.45, an increase of 96 cents. A sliced pan, we buy a sliced pan in our house from our local convenience store. It increased from 2.40 to 3.40. 6 free range eggs in my supermarket shopping went from 1.99 to 2.25. That's an increase of 25%.
And vegetables?
Yeah, well, you know, vegetables, when you're looking at vegetables, you can really feel the impact there. And that was the biggest shock for me. A cauliflower, 1.29 4 years ago, it's now 1.79, 40% increase. Spuds, the humble spud, 2 kgs of roosters cost 2.49. In 2021. They're now 3.79. That's an increase of 1.30. Then a particular type of kind of loose fine tomato that we buy in our house, 1.79 per kilo 4 years ago. It's now 3.39 per kilo, an 89% increase. In terms of protein, then if you eat chicken and salmon, they all had price increases. A medium chicken was 19% dearer, going from 4.19 to 4.99. A packet of salmon was 50% more expensive, jumping from 5 euro to 7.49. Loose bananas, 1.25 per kilo in 2021, now 1.45 per kilo. So you can see the prices, they all seem to have increased. Sweet potatoes increased from 1.29 per kilo to 2.35 per kilo.
So a home cooked dinner, take your average home cooked dinner. How much has that gone up then?
Right. I'm just thinking at the weekend, an aunt of mine was over. We were celebrating her 81st birthday.
I cooked Happy birthday to your auntie.
I cooked a medium chicken, potatoes, carrots and cauliflower. Now for that, it fed about 4 or 5 people. I could purchase those ingredients for 8.46 euro in 2021. And now that dinner cost me this week 11.16. It's an increase of 32%.
So, I mean, presumably part of the reason, you know, we saw those storms in Spain and everything last year, so that was going to impact, wasn't it? Things like the red peppers you were talking about. There's been the war in Ukraine. There's been the rising cost of fertilizer, the rising cost of I suppose, are all of those things key in playing into the rising cost of our food?
Of course they are. We saw that storm in December, the impact it had in terms of the supply chain. So it's the global supply chain, world events, of course, supply issues are all in there. Energy costs, labour costs, inflation. I spoke to a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin, Damien O'Reilly, about this. And he says, this is no surprise on you, prices won't be coming down.
It's not good for the average consumer. There's a lot of things that it's down to. For example, the input costs for bread, the price of wheat went up with the Ukraine war. Labour costs have gone up significantly. Companies are having to self-enrol for pensions as well. You know, labour has gone up, they would say, IBEC would tell you that it's gone up around 20% in the last year. Energy costs have been gone up significantly at the time.
What can people expect now going forward?
Well, the one thing that we can say, Keane, is that prices have seemed to plateaued and stabilised. You know, we've got to learn that that jump, that shock that we had in 2021-22, that huge increase that we had in prices is not coming down.
Not coming down, Cian.
No, Damien O'Reilly there. Now, Retail Ireland, which represents shops, say Irish prices increased here in Ireland by less than the EU average of 33% since February 2021. It says retailers are aware of the pressures on household budgets. But for punters, the people out on the street, people like myself and yourself who are doing their shopping every week, the reality is prices are way higher and people are feeling the pinch. Here's what some people told me in Dublin yesterday.
It's quite ridiculous, actually. It's not fair on people that can't really afford a lot either. I mean, with the bills going up, like, you know, say electric and everything else going up as well, apart from food, like, you know, it's, yeah, I do have the same amount of money, but it's, I have less to spend on food. Like,
I see you have two young children, I think.
Yeah,
maybe
you, two young children.
What age are they?
One and two. So.
Okay, your hands are full. So would you leave anything behind then when you're shopping?
I would, yeah. Like, say, there is some weeks if I can't afford it, like, I'll get everything for the children, but there'll be sometimes I can't afford stuff for myself. You know, I would, like, give them everything, like, proper meals, and maybe I would kind of either skip meals or I would just have a lot less.
Well, now, my weekly shop now is about 160, 180.
Can you remember what it was before?
Yeah, it would have been 120, 150.
How do you feel? You know,
yes.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Well, I'm annoyed, yes, because we're on a fixed income. Okay, the government might up our pension every now and then, but it's not, I don't think it keeps up with inflation.
So you can hear the pressure people are under there, Cian, and particularly that mother who sometimes goes hungry to feed her children nourishing food.
Yeah, you know, I've done lots of these stories in the past, and various NGOs will tell you about these people. So you heard the voice of that woman where, you know, if she's doing her shopping, sometimes, you know, she'll go without food herself for very little. And her concerns are echoed by St. Vincent de Paul and what they were telling me. I talked to Louise Bayliss. She's head of social justice and policy at St. Vincent de Paul.
They really only contact us when it gets down to food. So sometimes when they contact us, they are saying, would you have a voucher for food? Would you have something for food? There are things that have to be bought, things that you can't avoid. Bread has gone up, milk has gone up. Those real essentials that families can't avoid. But your essentials to make your child's lunch, you're paying more for it, and it is impacting on all types of households.
Finally, how concerned are you, Louise?
Well, we are very concerned because there's a few things that really worry us. We're coming out of winter and we're concerned that at the present moment, there's 440,000 households who are in arrears with their utility bills. We've been told that there will not be energy credits this year. So we want to make sure those families who are already, or those households who are already in utility arrears, are facing a winter next year, that they are protected if we see more price increases. If something like energy goes up, that impacts on your budget in so many other ways. We are concerned that people will be struggling to feed their families.
All right, interesting stuff. Thank you, Cian. And that was Louise Bayliss from St. Vincent de Paul, ending Cian's report.